I love to read. And of course, I love to read the scripture. I'm committed to every day. I'm in the Word. But I like to read books. Not too long ago, I shared with you a book that I'd read called The Return of the Gods by Jonathan Cahn. And it was a life-changing book. And currently, I'm reading one called The Last Supper on the Moon by Levi Lasko. And this man, he knows so much about NASA, all the different astronauts, all the different landings, and of course the landing on the moon. And what he'll do is he'll give you a truth, something that happened, explain something to you, and then he'll give you a gospel truth to branch off of. And some of these teachings are just so very, very profound. So I wanted to share one of them with you. And this has to do with Jesus being the light of the world. And of course, Scripture bears that out. I am the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 12. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus is God's light to our world. And that's you, and that's me, if we are open to allowing the light to shine into our hearts, into our soul, and to comfort us. And you remember when Jesus told us this in the Gospel of John, and he says, I go to prepare a place. And then he says, I will not leave you or forsake you, but I will send another, remember, another comforter to you. Which tells us that the Holy Spirit was a comforter and that Jesus is also a comforter. And that he illuminates our hearts with his glory. Oh, I tell you what, when I read that, oh, that just ministered to my soul. To think about the glory of Jesus Christ being brought to us even here on this earth. We think so often about, oh, when we go to heaven, and how the scripture says that he is the sun. There is no need of the sun there because he is the sun. And that he illuminates everything. But to understand that he says that he is the light of the world, and that his light shines even in the world in which we are living today. You see, with his light, Jesus as the light, he helps us to clearly see ourselves. And we begin to understand things that happens in our lives because he brings it to the light. And many times the things that are revealed are things that we know that we have to make our confessions and bring us before our Heavenly Father, and ask his forgiveness because the Son has illuminated these things to where we can bring ourselves to a place of asking for forgiveness so that our walk would be with him because we've dealt with things that would separate us from God. This is Pastor Jack King with a gospel on the radio broadcast.